Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. These kinds of channels are given especially for those who sit in front of me and the others can listen. My partner steps away so that I can give you the purity and the emotion of what's going on right now. It's not apart from you what's going on. And what I mean by that is all of you in the room sitting in the chairs are part of a system of growth. Some of you are here to look at the sights, perhaps to experience the incredible beauty. But you really don't know what's here. And I want to tell you what's here. For more than a year, we have described in some of the sisterhood meetings and other times not, what it is that is Lemuria. But what would bring you here? Would you celebrate? Would you feel good? Would you sit in perhaps the places where you hear the ancestors and just have an emotion for a day? You take pictures and you'll go home, and someday you may point at it and say, "This was a good trip. We felt good then." That's not why you're here. There's a saying that there are no accidents. The synchronicity is something you can actually plan on, the unexpected, that you can plan on it. That would seem to be illogical, but that is what we are speaking of now. The synchronicity of you sitting in the chair is absolute. You belong here. You should be here. What happens this week should happen this week. And it depends upon whether you believe it and whether you're open enough for it, or whether you really get it or not. Welcome home. Is that a hint? I want to take you to 1958. Now, my partner, don't worry about it. I won't tell him everything. A young man barely pushing into his teens came here. He's the man in the chair, the one who's talking. They were the very early days of Hawaii after the war. Everything was still pink. The catamarans were pink, the hotels were pink, everything was pink. Because one conglomerate owned it all. These were the early days. Pristine. It did not have statehood. It was a territory of the United States. And what happened to my partner at that moment mystified him for years. He came by ship, something that isn't all that popular today. He got to see the approaching islands in a way that very few get to see it. Most fly here. He got here by ship. He got to see it come over the horizon in the early morning when the ship arrived. It grabbed him even then. He stood out on the deck where there was even too much wind to stand, staring at what was coming. And it affected him. He was with his sister at the time, who was attending school on the islands. And my partner wept. Imagine a child trying to be a man in that odd time of growing up. And he was crying. off and on bouts of crying he had. He would walk down to the Alawai Canal and watch the crabs and cry. And this was his big chance, a vacation of a lifetime, to be with his sister. And they had saved for it in Hawaii, and he was weeping. He overheard his sister talk to her friend. He says, well, it's just adolescence. He's just growing up. His emotionality is changing its psychology. It wasn't. We had just given him the Lemurian spark. Now, let me tell you about the Lemurian spark. You heard about the crystalline grid? It's an esoteric, invisible grid that will never be measured scientifically. It's called crystalline because it has a tendency to store and remember events and energy and vibration. So whatever has happened on the planet is stored where it happened, and sensitives can feel it. And also those who have certain things in their Akash which will ring true to it. You ever walked into a battlefield and felt something? This is a crystalline grid. In that particular case, you feel the death and the sorrow of dying men. In other cases, you might feel euphoric feelings of joy where something has happened beautiful. What happened here was more than beautiful. It was the beginning. It's where you learned from the Pleiadians the truth. It's where you learned the rules of humanism. It's where you studied things like compassion and the basics of light and dark, where you had free choice. Can you imagine learning these things for the first time as a human being? On Lemuria, this is what took place for more than 1,000 years. It was pure, and it was a beginning Akash with you. The first thing, the seed. And it's in all of you. That's why you're here. Now, the Lemurian spark is like a seed that will germinate if you remember it. Or not. If you don't remember it, it still will affect you. The journeys to the Hawaiian Islands from my partner have been happening many years. Ask how many people for the first time will come here. And then within months they will return and live here. Because of the Lemurian spark, they remember and they fall in love with something. It's them they fall in love with. It's their own soul. It's their Akash. It's when they were learning the purest of the pure. And they cannot turn their back on it. And they return and they return and they return and they return. The Lemurian spark. My partner lost track, but he's been here more than 40 times. And each time he comes, the Lemurian spark is here because it's in him. How is it with you? Will you let it happen? Don't ask questions. Don't ask the hows and whens and what am I supposed to do. Just feel it and know. This is why we call you an old soul. Because, my dear human friend, if you feel the Lemurian spark, it will stay with you forever. You will be born the next time with it, and you will go home with it. And this is not going to be just a vacation. It'll be an opening, the one maybe you planned for. No accident. You're here. Think of these things, even in the first adventure, the first heiau. Listen to the messages from the ancestors given by Kahuna Kalei. for it is the channeling of the now for now and for you. And so it is.
Alohena kua, alohena auma kua, alohena li'i, alohena kupuna, alohena makua, alohe ka lehu lehu, alohe e ho mai kai ke mai luna mai e o nā mea huna no e au o nā mele e ho mai e ho mai e ho mai e ho mai kai ke mai luna mai e o nā mea huna no e au o nā mele e ho mai, e ho mai, e ho mai, e ho mai, ka ike mai, luna mai e. O nā mea huna no e au, o nā mele. E ho mai, e ho mai, e ho mai, e ho mai. The chant of love. O nauna I tahala, me ta lehua, e hali lehua, noia nā tanoe, e ta uno ina, e ano ine, e haliane. Ho I o tahiti mai, ahiti puno oi, ahiti puno me te aloha. Aloha e, ano ai, aloha e, aloha e, aloha nui vau I oko. I love you very much, family. Welcome home.